Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has arrived in Japan today at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip. He spoke at the airbase where he arrived.
No one, no dictator, no regime, and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it? It was not pleasant.
Mr. Trump expected to tell Asian leaders the world is running out of time to stop North Korea's nuclear agenda. Other news, Saudi Arabia says its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward the kingdom's major international airport on the outside of the capital, Riyadh. VOA's Marissa Melton following that story.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor, dozens dying there. Deir ez-Zor, one of the two cities in which Syrian troops declared victory over the Islamic State on Friday. This is VOA News. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation that happened Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. Edward Uranian has more.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun indicated that Hariri's office had called him from outside Lebanon to relay the news of his resignation. Commentators on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV stressed that Hariri's resignation speech was made from the Saudi capital Riyadh and that it had regional implications. In his speech, Hariri accused both Iran and its Lebanese proxy militia Hezbollah of creating discord in the country as well as across the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meantime, Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister Tamer Al-Sabah says he has confirmed information about a plot to kill Hariri. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2014 to 2016. Outbreak killed more than 11,000 people, infected another 29,000, cost $6 million to fight at the height when it was ravaging countries such as Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. In Sierra Leone, the Red Cross said it had found evidence of likely collusion between a bank and former Red Cross employees that resulted in a $2.1 million loss. The former leader of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, says he is prepared to cooperate with Belgian authorities following the issuance of a European arrest warrant by Spanish authorities who believe Puigdemont and several others committed crimes related to Catalonian secession efforts. Spain took control of Catalonia and has called for a December election to choose new leadership. Marta Rovira is Secretary General of the Esquerra Republicana Separatist Party.
We cannot go into elections without the main political and social leaders, with an option allowing debate inside a prison, because this causes the same effect as making an electoral program illegal.
Several thousand people have marched in Spain's Basque country to protest the Spanish government's takeover of Catalonia. The Basque region itself has had its own separatist movement, one with decades of history of armed conflict and violence. Typhoon Domri has blasted Vietnam's south-central coast, killing at least 27 people. Domri considered one of the strongest storms to hit the area in 16 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.